Hello, fellow audio boomers. I just wanted to tell you a little short story of something nice that happened to me yesterday, which kind of proves there are lovely people in the world and that a bit of determination is worthwhile sometimes. So I went to Ealing Broadway yesterday evening. You may have seen the boo of mine where it was very, very wet outside. And I didn't go out, but I did actually go out a bit later on to Ealing Broadway. So I went there in the evening. And I was on the way back to the tube station when I there were some bells ringing, I was faffing about and I dropped a glove. I bought some new gloves last week and I dropped one. And I didn't realise I dropped it until I moved a bit further along the street. And then I went to put the glove back on, thinking actually I've taken the glove off to do something or other and now it's a bit cold without it on. So I went to put it back on and thought, oh, it's not in my pocket. Must have dropped it, because of course gloves, if you drop your keys they kind of go clatter, but if you drop your glove it doesn't make any noise. So I was like, oh, that's really annoying. So I thought, well, let me think whereabouts I dropped it. And the bells had stopped ringing, but I went back a bit and the bells were ringing again, and I remembered where pretty much roughly where I was standing in relation to the sound of the bells. So I thought, well, I'll wait here. I'm putting clothes away. That's squeaking is the coat hanger on the rail. I thought, well, I'll wait here and I'll see if somebody comes past, you know, that I can ask them if they can see the glove that matches this glove somewhere on the ground. Loads and loads of people walked past me, and luckily it wasn't raining. Loads of people walked past, and I thought, this is a bit of a waste of time, maybe. Oh, and I should explain, if anyone hasn't heard my booms, whatever, before, that I am totally blind, which is why I couldn't just look for my own glove very easily. But it had been raining, and the floor was all wet, and anyway, London street, going around touching the ground. Blech. So I didn't really want to do that. So various people walked by. I tried to ask some of them for help, and a lot of people just kind of wandered on past. And I thought, well, you know, people have got their busy lives and stuff. And I did think, oh, this is a bit annoying. But then I thought, yeah, but I paid £9.50 for those gloves, which, well, I'm sure you can get far more expensive gloves. It was enough money for me to think, I really don't want to have lost it a week after I bought them. That's just really annoying. So anyway, eventually I started moving my cane on the floor, my white cane, sort of systematically, and trying to see if I could feel where this glove was. And this bloke said to me, do you need any help? And that was music to my ears. And sometimes, I will be honest, you know, I'm human, and sometimes I don't need help, and it's kind of irritating when people keep asking if I do. But I do try my best in those circumstances to smile and say no thank you, but thank you for asking. Because another day I might have needed help, and last night was one of those days when I did need some help. So anyway, he said, did I need help? And I said, yes, please. I wondered if you could see the glove that matches this one anywhere on the floor near here. And it turned out I was 4 or 5 metres away from where I dropped the glove. So I'd got it pretty nearly there. And I suppose I'd waited about 10, 15 minutes for him to come along. And I had thought a few times, is this worth the bother? But he was ever such a nice man. He found my glove for me. We had a lovely chat. He walked with me back to the tube station. because he said he was going that way anyway. So, and we had a lovely chat. And see, this is another thing. If I was sighted and I'd just picked up and found that glove for myself, sure, it would have been easier. Of course it would. But I would never have had that chat. I would have never have met that person. And never have had that nice feeling of, this is a kind person doing something kind for me. That warm feeling it gives you. I'm just putting my laundry basket away now. If you're wondering why it sounds like I'm in the bathroom, it's because I'm in the bathroom. There we go. So really, I just wanted to say, you know, if you're sighted and you're listening to this, and you have helped someone who's blind before, you know, some of us might, or offered to help. Some of us, I know blind people who can be pretty rude. You know, you can ask them if you need help, if they need help, and they can go, no. And you can think, oh, wish I hadn't bothered to ask now. But please don't give up on us, because some of us do need help sometimes. And also, you know, I mean, I have to be honest, you know, like I say, I'm human, and I have been a bit impatient with people at times in the past, you know. I think everybody has. I think anyone who says they never have is either a saint or they're lying. So what I'm saying is, yeah, some people will rebuff you if you offer them help, but we're not all like that, and some of us really, really appreciate the help. And getting my glove back and just having that chance to speak to that nice man, it made my evening. It made me think, yeah, you know, someone thinks I'm worth helping. Someone thinks... I mean, I don't like to ask for help unless I really need it, but I really didn't want to be scrabbling on the floor for this glove. Ugh. Yeah, yuck. So, yeah. It sounds a bit naff now I'm saying it out loud, really. But anyway, I was... it made me smile. Because the amount of people that went past and didn't stop to help, you know, there were loads of them. And I was pleased that I had the staying power to bother sticking around as well. You know, it was worth my while. Sometimes a bit of determination is worth it. Where if you didn't make the effort, you wouldn't have... You know, you'd never have got the rewards. And while I'm pleased I got the glove back, it was the man's actions, really, that made me more... made me really happy. His kindness, you know. Because, you know, on the way back from the station, we were asked, he was saying, oh, yes, I saw you earlier on in Carluccio's, and, yeah, I wondered if you were all right. And I was thinking, you know, maybe it's difficult getting around if you're blind and things. And a lot of us are pretty independent, but actually sometimes it is difficult. I'm sure there are some people who are blind listening to this thinking... Don't do the whole sympathy thing. And I'm not trying to do that. And if I am and I'm offending anybody, I apologise. But sometimes when you're in a new area, which I am, I've only lived here since September, sometimes it really is hard to find your way about. And particularly in some areas of London. Ealing, if anyone knows Ealing, yeah, it's a bit of a... Yeah, thing to get around, really. So, yeah, there you go. Bit of determination. I got my glove back. Met a kind man I wouldn't have otherwise met. And just thought, yeah, there may be people who aren't bothered, but there are people who care too. And that doesn't just apply if you're blind. It's true if you're, you know, going through a difficult time, or all kinds of situations. You know, you drop all your shopping in the street and people will help you. They'll help you to pick it up. It's happened to me before. Someone went into a shop once when I was in Worcester and my bag broke. My shopping bag broke. It was only a paper bag. And they had said, oh, I've got a bag in my pocket. Here you are. You can have this. And then picked all the things up off the floor and put them into this bag and handed it to me. He didn't have to do that. He could have just walked past. Nothing to do with me. I don't know this woman. You know, but he didn't. He helped. Acts of kindness like that mean a lot to me. And they may seem very small, but to someone like me, and I'm sure to a lot of people listening as well, they are gold. They really are. So there you are. That's my little thought for today, for what it's worth. I hope everyone has a lovely, lovely day, and keep warm. It's a bit chilly now, isn't it? Certainly in the UK. Yeah. Take care and keep warm. Or keep cool if you're somewhere really boiling. Anyway, thank you if you've listened this far. And yeah, have a good week, and don't give up on things, whether it's because people have been rude to you or whether it's you need some help. There will be people who are grateful for your help or for your kindness and support. Take care all. Bye.